Yep.
Oh, hi, Ron. It's Tina again from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. Not enough time in the day.
Oh, yeah. Busy, huh?
Yeah. So, like I said, I really need to go over the whole thing. I'm not really getting much business from the website that you guys built me. You say that you guys are managing my Facebook as well, but I mean, I'm not really getting any major calls from that either. I mean, not worth $300 a month.
Okay. So I need to give you some options, because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 10th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So
I understand that I still owe you money, and I understand that even if I do cancel, that money will still be owed. That I understand, yes.
Right, I understand, yeah. You want to get better performance.
I do. I mean, the person that recruited me, or that Page Hub that I went with before you guys, they it was basically the same thing. They promised me the moon and stars, and that they could be a help to me. And all I had to do was make sure that, you know, I post some pictures, or I give you guys some pictures to build the website and make sure that I get some reviews and whatnot. And I've done that. I've got like 5 or 6 reviews now. I've requested dozens of them, but you know how it is with customers. I mean, just because they say, oh yeah, I'll give you a review, doesn't mean they actually do it.
Yeah. I understand that too.
So my question is like, what am I supposed to do to make the, I mean, like, if I'm paying you guys $300 a month, I mean, I want you guys to be doing something for me besides just building a website and then, you know, leave it at that.
Right. So somewhere along the line, your pricing was adjusted to the friends and family rate of $249 monthly.
Yeah,
so you're a little bit under the $300. But
right.
What I can tell you, Ron, is that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 736 times, and you've had 55 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. Okay, so if you're not getting a lot of jobs out of that, what I would like to do is have my technicians do a complete performance check on your account and see if there's any updates that they can create for you behind the scenes that will help you with better performance. One thing that I'm going to try to enact is have them do weekly posts again, because it looks like we started doing some weekly posts for you back in August, and then it was kind of like halted. So I'm going to see if they can go on there and each week make a fresh post for you. That keeps you more relevant. Now,
why would that stop in the first place? I mean, I thought that was...
Some people don't want weekly posts because they think they're too generic. So, yeah, sometimes it's not automatic. Sometimes someone will request from customer service like, oh, hey, make a post on this account, and it's just a one-off thing. So I see that in the past there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 posts that have been, up on your Google business. But
right.
Another thing that, you know, you mentioned, because you're doing really, really good in the reviews department, but
right.
you haven't had a fresh review posted for 2 months, sometimes that affects conversion, meaning there could be companies up there that have fresh things being said about them, and here you don't have a fresh review since September. So what I could do also, Ron, is help you with that. You've probably gotten the review generator email in the past, but I can send it to you again, and it's so easy. You would just copy and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And the reason that it works so well is, you know, I'm in internet marketing, and I know how important reviews are, and I'm guilty of it too. There's been experiences that I've had with a business where I told them, you know, hey, I'm going to go write something nice about you. But the problem is when I'm outside of that moment, that idea kind of gets stuck on the back burner, And we all know what happens to those ideas that are stuck on the back burner, right? Right?
What I already have that link to send reviews, saved.
Yes.
To save. I already have it saved. Every single customer that I have gotten,
I still send it out.
Exactly.
Okay.
So what I need to do is I need to go over my books or my past customers and just do a follow-up with them and say, hey, I see that you haven't posted a review yet, whether it's a positive or a negative review. All reviews help. I'd appreciate it if you find 2 minutes of your time and please do that for me.
Yeah, and what I would recommend is, let's say that you go to your past clients and you find like, oh, I have 50 emails that I can actually follow up with. Rather than sending 50 of those out overnight and getting maybe 5 of them back, do it sporadically where you send out maybe, 5 emails here, 5 emails there. You get a review here, because I noticed that you had 1, 2, 3, 4 reviews posted in September and then nothing since then. So sometimes that looks suspicious to an end user too. Like, hey, how come this guy had so many reviews kind of overnight and then now nothing? So you'd be better off to kind of space them out a little bit, send that email out here and there and get a positive review here and there, and that will help you. Now, one thing I wanted to address with you also, because you are running Facebook ads, is it's showing me that your ads have been clicked on since you've been working with us 163 times. So
there's a big difference between clicks and phone calls. If they don't call me, if they don't message me,
Exactly. So that's why I wanted to let you know as an option that your program includes $100 of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, Ron, we could take those Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. And what you could do is maybe go to that lower subscription for a couple of months. We'll start doing posts and doing updates on the Google business, and then you could, send out the reviews email here and there, and then track the actual activity that you're getting. If you get an increase and you don't have to pay that extra $100 of ads, then no problem. Don't even put them back on in the future.
Well,
but if you ever...
As long as I get the results that I'm looking for.
Okay. Okay.
So I would rather pay the money and get the results that I'm looking for rather than just accept that it's not going to do as well as I would hope and just pay less. That's not my goal.
Yes. Yes. I understand. So the Facebook ad department is a completely different leg of our business. So I could also have that Facebook ad department do some updates and some revisions and see if they could get it working for you, and I can tell them like, hey, he has 163 clicks and he's saying he's not getting anything from it. Do you ask everybody when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yes, I ask every single person when they call me how they heard of me. But hey, I'm gonna have to let you go and continue this conversation after work. I gotta get back to it. Can I call this number back at 3:30 and continue this conversation?
I'll text you my direct line. It's the 777
okay.
extension. But if you do call this
right.
number back, just tell them you want to talk to Tina and they'll reroute it to me. But I'll send you my direct line. That way it'll just come to me. And then I'll check at like 3:30-ish. If I don't hear from you, I can follow up with you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Either way, I would like to continue this conversation and just kind of figure out a game plan and then put it in play.
You got it. Okay. We'll talk a little bit later then.
All righty. Thank you, Tina.
All right. You're welcome, Ron. Okay. Bye-bye.